Chunking, the secret to remembering music. When adults struggle with memory at the piano, it often feels like there is simply too much to hold at once. Too many notes, too many movements, too much information flowing together. The brain doesn't fail because it can't learn. It struggles because it's being asked to remember too much at one time. This is where chunking becomes incredibly helpful. Chunking means breaking music into small, manageable sections and learning them one at a time. Instead of seeing a piece as something long and complicated, you begin to see it as a series of short, familiar moments. A chunk might be one or two measures, a short phrase, a simple hand pattern. There is no correct size. The only rule is that the chunk should feel comfortable. When you practice a small section slowly and repeatedly, your brain has time to absorb it. Memory settles more easily. Confidence grows. Once one chunk feels familiar, you move on to the next. There is no rush to connect everything immediately. In fact, learning pieces in small sections often leads to stronger memory than playing through from beginning to end. Chunking also reduces frustration. When you focus on a small area, mistakes feel manageable. You are no longer overwhelmed by the entire piece. This sense of control is important, especially for adult learners. You may also find it helpful to begin each practice session by revisiting just one or two chunks. This gentle repetition reinforces memory without effort. Over time, these chunks begin to connect naturally. What once felt like separate pieces slowly becomes one continuous flow. This process takes patience, but it is reliable. Chunking works because it respects how the brain learns best, in small, meaningful steps. You are not expected to remember everything at once. You are only expected to stay with one small section until it feels familiar. That is enough. In the next chapter, we'll talk about why mistakes tend to increase when you rush, and how slowing down actually improves memory and confidence.